How about that?
That was fun. That was fun. We actually executed a little bit there at the end with the foul situation and the timeout situation. We knew that we had 5 fouls to give, and we were going to use them and just try to run the clock down until it was close to 5 seconds. And then we didn't care if they scored. We weren't going to inbound it. I had already told the officials, so we knew we couldn't lose it with that last one. So.
Right. Well, you know, and the game was the way it was going, you kind of went – you were mixing it up with that zone, but when you went big out top, that created some problems.
Right, yeah. Yeah, we've got a lot of links. You know, we actually started the game really poor. It was just that situation, man. Nerves, or they couldn't hear me, or whatever. But we didn't execute at all, and still, you know, Sybil got up big, and then we executed second quarter, and then we just kind of—I don't know—we just kind of scraped it out at the end. I think we got up 10 or so, and then they just—you know—they're a good team.
Yeah. Well, so, you went on and to start the third, or to start the second, you went on an 18-0 run.
Really?
Yeah, 18-0 run.
Cool.
And then, they went on a 12-0 run in the half, and it was tied up at 25 because we were kind of thinking, wow, you know,
Yeah.
But it was a really good game. Credit to the Lady Cardinals. They played hard. But your girls, you know, you've been here, experienced. Talk about the importance of having that in a game like this.
Oh, for sure. I mean, it's a big situation, you know. You can't simulate it in practice. You know, but they've been there too. You know, 2 years ago, Perkins had like 6 threes on us. And that was kind of the upswing of her career. She's been an all-stater. She'll be all-state this year too. You know, but, and I mean, they took third in state last year. So we knew it was going to be a battle. You know, we played them early, but that wasn't them. You know, we got to play at home, and we played really well. They didn't have their studs, so it wasn't going to be that type of game.
So Saturday.
Yeah, who won? Stratford or Clover?
I don't know, but we're going to Bolivar.
All right, let's do it.
time is that?
Six. We got the night set.
All right, so Saturday, 6 o'clock.
Yep, yep.
We'll have it right here on the Fox 96.9, also live audio streams as well. But, you know, looking at, there wasn't a whole lot of fouls called.
No.
I'm good. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
But it was almost like, you guys have been hammered with fouls, if you know where you've been.
Yeah.
And then there was a little bit of your girls were like, it was kind of hard to get them to go more.
Right, yeah. You know, I was telling them to foul.
Yeah.
I mean, they were letting us play, and at this level, you know, you got to be able to take contact. And, you know, I'm just proud of them.
Absolutely.
Proud of them.
50-49, everybody.
Yeah.
Head coach Lincoln Lady Wildcat.
Thank you.
Coach Ritzler,
see you Saturday.
Yeah, see you Saturday. As the Lincoln Lady Wildcats make it to the quarterfinals